Where exactly did the state come from? What are the set of circumstances that first brought it into being? Historians choose pretty much four explanations for the origin of the state: the force theory, the evolutionary theory, the divine right theory, and the social contract theory. I'm going to talk here about the first three. We're going to leave the social contract theory for a separate podcast. Under the force theory, a lot of scholars believe that the state was just born out of force, that a person or a small group claimed control over an area, forced all people in that area to submit to that person's will or the group's will, and then when that rule was established, that all elements of the state, population, territory, sovereignty, and government were present. Out of force, the state was created. The evolutionary theory says that the state came naturally. It developed naturally out of an early family. And they hold that primitive families, of which one person was the head, and thus the government, was the first stage in a political process. Over years and centuries, the original family became a network of related families, a clan, a tribe, and in time, this tribe turned to agriculture, settled down, tied itself to the land. Now, since you already had population and government, now you have sovereignty and territory, and the state was born. The divine right theory, which was really, really widely accepted in the Western world from the 15th through the 18th centuries, held that God created the state. The King of England, the King of France, the King of Spain, the King of Portugal, these were all out of the divine right theory. People believed at the behest of their king that God had given those of royal birth a divine right to rule, that the people were bound to obey their ruler as they would obey God. In opposition to the divine right of kings was both treasonous and a mortal sin. During the 17th century, philosophers began to question that. The Enlightenment began to question that idea. Thinkers in France and England and Germany began to question the right of kings to rule. And this whole notion of divine right, at least in Europe, it also was present in China, in Egypt, in South America with the Aztecs and the Incas and the Mayas, and even the Japanese emperor until 1945. But this whole idea, at least in Europe, ended when Louis's head got chopped off in the French Revolution, in symbolically anyhow, the days of the kings were numbered.